Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. What an awesome time of worship this has been. Can we just appreciate the worship team? They make it easy to minister. It's not difficult in this kind of atmosphere. Actually, it's difficult in this kind of atmosphere. Hallelujah. Because you just want to worship and lay down, and the Lord's just been good and wonderful. And I just want to thank God for I'll call them the mama and the papa of this house. Can we appreciate Pastor Wes and Janet? Hallelujah. And I just really see a mother, father heart that you have for this nation and for these people and for this city. That's just so strong. That's so evident over you. And I want to encourage you, get around them. We all need some Aarons and some Hals to hold our hands up. When they do well, you do well. How many of you know that? The Bible says that Joshua went out to battle and Aaron and Hur came and held Moses' hands up. And when he began to get weak and tired, Joshua started to lose the battle. Sometimes their strength, let me just say this, when they are strong, you are strong. Amen? So we need to uphold our leaders. We need to uphold them. We need to pray for them. Don't look at them and say, oh, they're so anointed, so gifted, so called by God. They don't need my prayer. Even Jesus took Peter, James, and John. Come on somebody. Everywhere, every time he went somewhere to pray, he would pick them and take them up. They were his intercessors. They were the ones that he had assigned to hold his hands up. Now, sometimes they were sleeping when they should have been praying, but that's why he took them up. Jesus, the Son of God proper, 100%, needed people to stand with him in prayer, even in his difficult time. So don't ever look at any servants of God and think, oh, they're so anointed, they don't need my prayer, they don't need my intercession. We covet your prayers, we covet your intercession. Continue to uphold those that God has raised up and is calling and is using, because I see something supernatural over them for this nation. This is just the beginning. I'm telling you, this is just the beginning. And I know this is like an end of a chapter and a beginning of a new one. But who shall abrante ke sete? The path of the righteous shall be greater. It keeps getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. The path of the righteous grows brighter even to the perfect day. I believe you haven't seen your best day yet. You haven't sung your best song yet. You haven't preached your best sermon yet. I came to tell this house, the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. And the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Can we stretch out our hands towards our pastors? Let's pray for Mama and Papa in this place. Come on, let's pray for them. Father God, we thank you. We just right now, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen them, that you will uphold them. Lord, even in the transition, Lord, I thank you that there is supernatural grace coming upon them now. Lord, even to step and to lead forward and to go forward, I thank you, Father, that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. I thank you, Father, that this great company of people shall be able to begin to have momentum and move forward even into the next season. I thank you, Lord, for strength. I thank you for provision. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord over the people in this place in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Now, how many people here are designated as intercessors for this house? How many prayer warriors, intercessors? Can the intercessors stand? All the intercessors, those who stand in our capacity, if we can have somebody up on the keyboard just for a sec. I want to pray for the intercessors. I want to minister to the intercessors, because you're going to carry something. You're going to help to birth something in the realm of the Spirit. Some things have to be prayed into existence. There's things that need to be birthed into existence. So Father God, I thank you right now for your favor. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Can I just invite the intercessors to come up here? Because this house is going to need you. It's going to need your sensitivity to know when to pray. And let me say this. It's not just going to be in the prayer meeting. Sometimes the Lord may visit you in the night and say, wake up, pray. I want you to just be sensitive to pray. To be sensitive to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be sensitive to pray. Oh, Holy Spirit. I pray that you may anoint these intercessors with the grace. Let them have a watchman anointing. Jesus said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. I pray, Father, there's an anointing coming upon them that they will not be just reactive in their prayer. They will be proactive. They will not just wait for stuff to happen and then begin to pray, but they will foresee things coming a mile away and they will avert them through prayer. Father, I pray that you are increasing the prophetic even on the intercessors. I thank you that not only will they see what the enemy is trying to do and cancel it, but they will see what God wants to do and usher it. They will birth into the realm of this, into the natural, what they are seeing in the realm of the spirit. Give them ears to hear what God is doing in the heavenlies. Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. Give them eyes to see what God is doing in heaven. Give them ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying and what the Spirit of God is doing. Let them be like Elijah. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Let their prayers be propelled by what they hear and what they see in the realm of the Spirit. And give them the capacity to pray until they see the cloud like that of a man's hand. I thank you, Father God, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much or makes much available. I thank you that their ministry will make much available, will make much available, much anointing, much healing, much deliverance. There will be protection, there will be safety. Lord, I thank you that their ability to pray will make much of whatever is needed, it will become much available. Provision will be much available. And I pray, Father, for the spirit of righteousness to be upon them. For it is the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. I pray that righteousness will cover them. I thank you, Father, for a right standing with you. That as they stand in the gap, they will begin to see shifts taking place. And not just in this house, but also in the nation. For there is a river that is flowing from this place. Just like in the Garden of Eden, there was five rivers flowing in five different directions. I decree and declare, there is a river flowing throughout New Zealand. Streams will come out of this house. I thank you that the North Island will be blessed because of this house. I thank you, Father God, that throughout the South Island, they will be nourished, they will be blessed, they will be watered because of what you're doing in this house. What God is doing here will not be contained in here because there's a flood of God's Spirit that He's about to release. So, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, give them what is required to carry this to the next place. Ushers, just be behind them. And I'm going to ask the Lord to release His angels with oil. I'm seeing pitchers of oil. Begin to pour the oil upon them now. Begin to pour the oil upon them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them begin to see, receive oil. The oil for prayer and intercession is coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. Eyes are being opened. Eyes are being opened. Ears are being opened. In Jesus' mighty name, you shall see. You shall hear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See and hear. see and hear, see and hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, see and hear. In Jesus' mighty name, prophetic intercession. See. See and hear. Receive it. That's it. See and hear. In the name of Jesus, the prayer anointing, the prayer anointing, the prayer anointing, the prayer anointing. Watch him, watch him, watch him. Receive it. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Pashe, take him ato. Shkapate, shetetete. Take him oskapata. Letokosita. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, touch Helena. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it. Favor. Favor. Prophetic. Next level. Next level. Next level. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, church. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray for a second. Just begin to raise up a worship, a prayer, an intercession. Come on, let's pray for Christ Church for the next 2 minutes. Let's pray for Christ Church and this entire region. Begin to pray. And I want you to say, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, let your kingdom come. Lord, even in this nation, we pray for New Zealand, but we also pray for Christ Church. Father, we ask you, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come in the education sector. Let your kingdom come in the government. Let your kingdom come, Father God, in the schools. Let your kingdom come even with the youth. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is being done in heaven. And Father, we want to be in sync with heaven. We want to be in sync with heaven. We want to do here what you're doing there. So Father God, we thank you. Where parts of the body have not been in sync with heaven. Right now, because of the prophetic grace, that's why the prophetic is so important, because it helps us to be in sync with heaven. Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. The reason there was miracles, signs and wonders in Jesus' ministry in such a profound way was because he was just in sync with what the Father was doing in heaven. Father, we thank you. Let the prophetic help us to come to that place where we're in sync. In sync. That's what's happening right now. We're in sync. We're in sync. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We glorify your name. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for helping us to be in sync with heaven. Oh, in his presence is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. He's strengthening his people. When you see the joy of the Lord, it's because he's strengthening his people. Ho. Father, we say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. You may take your seats if you can in the presence of the Lord. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, God's been messing me up. I had a really good message. But I'm standing here and it's telling me go a different direction. So I'm just going to share as the Spirit of God leads. Is that all right? Because we're hearing straight from the presence of God. Just as we were praying here on earth as it is in heaven, the Lord began to speak to me and he said he's bringing the church into that place where we're going to be in sync with him. And many times the reason why things here on earth don't look like the things in heaven is because of the connector, which are the people of God. We have not been in sync. We haven't been in that place where we have learned to be in sync with God. Now around 2015, one person in our church came up to me and said, "Pastor, I feel led by the Lord to fast, that we should do a fast for 40 days. Now, at that time, I didn't like fasting. I prefer feasting. I said, "Are you sure you heard right? 40 days? Said, "Yes, I think we should do a 40-day fast." So I said, "Let me go pray and ask the Lord." So I went home and I was praying about other things. I didn't even bring that up. But the Spirit of God said to me, "I want you to fast for 40 days. So I said, "Okay, Lord, we're going to fast for 40 days. So I said to our team, I said, "Guys, are we going to have a meeting every day at church from Tuesday to Friday for the next 40 days? And we're going to pray for 1 hour. Because fasting without prayer is just a hunger strike." God didn't call us to go on hunger strikes. If you're fasting and you're not making time to pray, it's not going to move anything. It's not going to shift or change anything. Now I said, "Lord, how long, what should we do?" And I went to the scripture and the Lord said, when he went to the disciples, he said, "Could you not wait with me 1 hour? So I said to the church, "We just meet for 1 hour. So we got together on a Tuesday night. It's not a lot of us. And I said, "Let's get together, let's begin to pray." We started praying. And let me tell you, I was looking at that clock. I prayed and it felt like I prayed for 12 hours and it had only moved 15 minutes. It was hard. I'm praying, we are praying and we're looking and we just, "Come on, let's go." We're praying and 40 minutes, 50 minutes. I said, "Okay, we land the plane here. Praise the Lord." We said the benediction quickly, got out and went home. Said, "Tomorrow, let's get together. Let's pray again." Jesus said, "Could you not wait 1 hour? That's our standard. 1 hour during our time of fasting. Minimum. Second day, we came together and we started praying. And we were pressing in. And it was hard. Let me say this. When you pray from the outer court, you are very familiar. You become very acquainted with time. You know, you can feel the seconds ticking away. But God is calling us to pray from the Holy of Holies. Because in this life, you can be in three areas. You can be in the outer court, you can be in the inner court, or you can be in the Holy of Holies. And God is calling us to be where? In the Holy of Holies. Do you remember when Moses went into the mountain, into the glory? They told him, "You've been gone 40 days. I'm sure he didn't think he was gone 40 days. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Because time doesn't exist in that dimension. Because when you step into the glory of God, you're stepping into the realms of God. God does not exist in time. Time exists in God. God is so big that time begins and ends in Him. That's why He can be Alpha and Omega. That's why He can be beginning and He can be the end. Because God doesn't exist in time. Time exists in God. God is so big that He dwells in eternity. And when you step into God, you go from what I would call Chronos time, and you begin to step into the Kairos time of God. The problem we have today is that whenever God gives us a promise, we begin to look at Chronos. But God's promises are not in Chronos, they're in Kairos. That's why when He said, "I'm coming back soon," most of us, we are looking at Chronos and say, "When, Lord?" It's been 2,000 years. That's Chronos. But He was speaking in Kairos. Where He can, a day can be 1,000 years. Come on, somebody. And so when He's calling us into that dimension, when He calls us into that place, when He says to us, "I want you to begin to become prophetic, to begin to be able to discern not just the Chronos time, but the Kairos time." Let me just say this. Whenever you begin to pray and you step into the glory of God, you begin to become aware of the Kairos times of God. And that is how you can begin to become in sync with God. Many times we are out of sync with God because we are in Chronos. But God wants us to live in Kairos. The Bible says in John, it says that at a certain time, an angel would go and stir the waters in the pool of Bethesda. When you do your study, when the Bible says at a certain time, it was not Chronos, it was Kairos. It wasn't 5 o'clock. It wasn't 6 o'clock. That the angel came. It wasn't 7 o'clock that the angel came. For you to know when the angel comes, you had to be spiritually sensitive. And spiritual things are spiritually discerned by spiritual people. That is why if we are carnal, we can never discern spiritual realities. So when that angel came and stirred the waters, you had to feel a shift somewhere in the realm of the spirit to know when to step in. Because He didn't come in at 5, He didn't come in at 7. He came at a certain time, a Kairos time, a moment that was set in God's own calendar. And you had to be sensitive to the Kairos times of God. To begin to be able to sit there and begin to feel, I feel something shifted, something changed. Let's get into the water so we can receive our healing. Let's get into the water so we can receive our breakthrough. Many times we are walking in the flesh, and when you walk in the flesh, it puts you out of sync with what God is doing. And we can miss visitations. We can miss moves of God. We can miss revivals. Jesus stood in Jerusalem after 3 years of miracles, signs, and wonders. He stood and said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I desire to gather you like a chicken would gather its chicks." But He said, "But you never knew the time of your visitation." You never knew the time of your visitation. And here are people with scriptures who could read the Torah and find Him and read all these things that were in the Torah. Yet when He stood in front of them, they never knew the time of their visitation. And they missed it. He was there in the flesh, healing the sick and raising the dead. And now they began to fight what God was doing because they were out of sync. God is calling us to come back into that place where we are in sync with Him. And not just moving in the Chronos time. When He said, "I'm coming back soon," if you begin to process that with Chronos, it is 2,000 years. You may even say, "God, when?" But He spoke it in Kairos. When He said soon, it is soon. Hallelujah. And so Jesus began to teach us. And he said, when you pray, I want you to learn to be in sync with heaven. He said, pray like this. He said, your kingdom come. Your will be done where? On earth. As it is being done where? In heaven. Because the will of a king can only be done in his kingdom. The reason why we don't see shift in government and in all these places is because the kingdom hasn't come in. Because the will of a king can only be done in his kingdom. And that is why he said, pray this way, your kingdom come, so your will can be done here as it is being done where? In heaven. The will of your prime minister cannot be done in Indonesia. The only way that the will of the prime minister can be done in Indonesia is if this nation rises up and subdues that nation. Come on, somebody. And you take the kingdom of New Zealand into that kingdom. Then the will of the king can now be done there. Your kingdom come. Your will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. And so whenever we begin to come to that place of prayer and intercession, when you begin to come to that place where you're in sync, you are able to bring the kingdom of God into this dimension. And let me tell you, when the kingdom comes, his will begins to be done in his kingdom. When you preach, his kingdom comes. When you worship, his kingdom comes. When you decree, his kingdom comes. When you prophesy, his kingdom comes. When you release words, his kingdom comes. And his will is done on earth as it is being done in heaven. So we began to press in. We were out of sync with heaven. It was hard. It was like climbing Mount Everest. Wednesday, we got together, we prayed. It was hard. Thursday, something began to shift. It felt like the time was now going fast. Oh, it's already an hour. Friday, we got together and we started praying. We used to have a Friday night service at that time. We got together, and I'll never forget, they brought a man who had cancer, dying with cancer, and his stomach was out here. He had a big tumor in his stomach. They brought him into the meeting. He was on all kinds of morphine and all kinds of painkillers, and he was suffering. And I remember that day because I was fasting, and when I fast, I only have one small meal a day. That's it. So I was feeling a bit lethargic. And I'm in that place, I'm ministering, and I saw this man, and they had brought him, carried him in. And so after we finished ministering, I said, come up here, young man. And he came up, and I laid hands on him, and the power of God hit him. And he went on the floor, and when he got up, he started feeling his stomach, and he said the mass was gone. The mass was gone. He was completely, totally healed. And I was shocked. Because I didn't feel anything. But I began to notice in the fasting, the kingdom had come. And his will was beginning to be done on earth as it was being done in heaven. That veil was beginning to become very thin. This lady walked up to me and she had a torn vocal cords. Her voice sounded like a Mack truck. Like a vehicle with a destroyed exhaust pipe. And she started speaking to me. She said, Pastor David, you know, can you pray for my voice? And as she was telling me, could you pray for my voice? Her voice started changing. I didn't even pray for her. She was completely healed. As she said, something's happened. Because she was scheduled for surgery. And she said, it's gone. I thought to myself, fantastic. There's an open heaven here now. We are beginning to create an open heaven. Something is beginning to happen. And so we got together on Sunday morning. We had our service and then came back for Sunday night service. And the worship team was up there and they were worshiping, leading worship. It was fantastic. Wonderful time of worship. And my worship director came and gave me the signal that we always give the pastors, you know, come and take the microphone and transition the service, take up the offering and let the people go. Preach the word, let them go. And it was going to be like a normal just Sunday night service. I came, took the microphone. And as I stood here, I've only seen angels very few times in my life. on this day, I stood up and I took the microphone. And as I stood with the microphone, the people were beginning to sit down. And as they were sitting down, you know, when the worship team is up here, they're still kind of playing, and I've taken them out, they began to sit down. But I saw along the walls angels twirling, and they were dancing. They were twirling and dancing along, one in each pillar, just going all the way back, all the way around, and they were dancing, and they were singing that song. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my, you're all together and all together. And they were singing and they were dancing. Wonderful to here I am. Here I am to. They were dancing, dancing, twirling, dancing. Worshiping, worshiping. All together worthy, all together full to me. And as they were dancing and worshiping, the church was sitting down. And the Lord said to me, we are out of sync. Heaven was worshiping, but we had moved on with the program. I said we were out of sync, and I'm seeing the angels, and I had a decision. I could keep going with the program, or I could get in sync with what heaven was saying and what heaven was doing. Hallelujah. I said to my wife, because she's a musician, she's got 5 albums, she's got better voice than me, praise God. I said, honey, come up here. Here's the microphone. He said, I hear the angels saying this song. And they're singing, here I am to worship. I said, just sing the song. I didn't ask the people to get up. She took the microphone and she started to sing the same song that was being sung in heaven. Here I am to worship. And let me tell you, the glory of God. The glory of God fell in the meeting. I don't even remember what happened after that. It was 6 p.m. service. It was probably 6:45. The glory of God fell. Next time I looked up, it was 10 p.m. The worship team was still there. We were singing, here I am to worship. We went till 11, 12 midnight. I could not move. The worship team, the guy with the guitar was flat, playing the guitar on his back. The one on the keyboard was almost just the power of God. Then miracles began to break out. I was lying there trying to get up. I couldn't even get up. But the fire of God filled the place. The presence of God filled the place. And the wall was covered in gold dust all the way from top to bottom. It's like we were now beginning to mesh with heaven. How many of you know the streets of heaven are paved with gold? And something supernatural began to happen. People began to go into trances. People began to see in the realm of the spirit. The biggest skeptic I have in my church. How many of you know every church has got a skeptic? The one who sends me letters. Every time Sister So-and-so gets up and gives a prophetic word and says, Pastor, I don't think that is of God. She's just talking about unicorns then. The biggest skeptic you can imagine, sitting at the back. She comes up and she's standing like this, shaking. She took the microphone and she said, Jesus is here. And she said the stage behind, the wall behind, disappeared. And she said, I see stairs going into the clouds. And I'm seeing angels standing on the side. I had not even told them about the angels. I just acted out what I saw. He said, I saw angels standing every so many steps all the way into the clouds. And she was looking up and she was shaking and screaming. And she said, "He's coming, he's coming." And she said, "I saw Jesus." She was saying, "Jesus, coming down the steps." And Jesus came into the sanctuary. And the atmosphere changed. I said to her, the biggest skeptic in the church, I said, "What is Jesus doing?" He said, "He's going. He's walking up the aisle. And he's touching that lady." There was a lady in our church who had a scoliosis, curvature of the spine. I prayed for her so many times. I fasted. We contended for healing. I brought John Mellor in, prayed for her, nothing happened. We had every minister who comes in, I would get her up in the front, get prayed for. She's one of our youth kids church workers. I said, because she said, "I saw Jesus walking and laying hands on that lady." Her name is Anne. I said, "Anne, what's happened?" And Anne jumped up. She said, my back. And her scoliosis, the curvature of the spine, was completely healed. With nobody praying for her. In that atmosphere, his kingdom come. His will was now being done on earth as it is being done in heaven. There is a dimension where you don't even pray for people. When he shows up, demons leave. When he shows up, cancers disappear. When he shows up, tumors vanish. When he shows up, miracles begins to happen. Because light casts out darkness. The entrance of the word giveth light. And here's the word of God. Oh, Shapa Telebrondo Kosata. There's a dimension that stuff doesn't exist in his presence, because the very kabod of God shows up in the room. I say to her, "What is Jesus doing?" And she said, "He's walking and he's gone and touched that lady." There was a lady in our church that had glasses. She's a painter, but she had glasses as thick as a Coke bottle bottom. You know, the ones when you try to wear her glasses, you can't see anything. She was almost legally blind. She was that bad. And just as she was saying, "He's touching her," immediately she jumped up and she said, my eyes. She took her glasses and then she realized she could see because she lost her sight. And she lost her sight because she was healed. She needed to take the glasses off in order to see. I had prayed for her over and over again. We didn't see a breakthrough. But that day, when on earth as it is in heaven, she was healed. Her eyes were completely set free. And then we began to continue praying. And so I said, "Who else?" And he said, "He went and he touched this lady." And this lady, I have never seen anybody frozen. I didn't even know what that was. This lady couldn't speak. Her husband actually got mad at me because we carried her all the way home. She was speaking in tongues for 3 days. Couldn't even function. She stood there. Do you know the people you pray for to be filled with the Holy Spirit? But for some reason, it's just difficult. I don't know why they're not receiving. How many of you have had situations like that? We pray, Lord, let them be filled. But now, that lady, with nobody ministering to her, she spoke in tongues for 3 days. Her number one prayer request is, "Pastor, please pray that I'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to speak in tongues." She used to feel as if God doesn't love her. Why is everybody else getting it and I'm not receiving it? Let me tell you, 3 days, she never spoke English. Her heathen husband called me and said, "Whatever you did to my wife, come and undo it now." She would try to tell him things, but in tongues. After 3 days, I said, "Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy. Please." She started getting every second word in English, but still in tongues. And let me tell you, she's the most filled with the Holy Spirit person you can ever meet. Then Jesus was walking in the auditorium, touching different ones. After that meeting, we went till 3 a.m. I didn't feel like it was 3 a.m. Somebody carried me all the way home. I couldn't drive. The next day, I was supposed to meet up with Rory Jensen. I don't even know Rory Jensen. Rory. I called Rory. I said, Rory, I can't walk. I was supposed to drive down to Brisbane and catch up with you. She said, what's going on? I said, I don't know. Something happened in our church last night. She said, I'm coming. I'm bringing our team with us. Tuesday night, we had Mondays off, but Tuesday night, we are back in the church. The moment I get there, there's bodies everywhere, all the way from the main entrance, power of God. People were just lying on the carpet everywhere. I walked in. I could not even walk. Rory comes down, drives all the way 2 hours to Toowoomba. Comes in with that team. As soon as they walk through the door, they all moves. It's almost like something hit them and they went sideways straight into all the seats. And she was under the power of the Holy Ghost with her worship team and the leaders she came with. They were out for the entire 5-6 hours of the meeting. This was just a prayer meeting. Mind you, 40-day fast. We are pressing in. We are pressing in. We are pressing in. We are pressing in. She said, man of God, this is so, I don't know what it is. She said, I need to call some friends. People started ringing from Cairns and Sydney. I had pastors who are ready to walk away from ministry saying, can we just come and lay on the carpet? They would get on the plane and fly and just come in and throw themselves on the carpet. And the power of God will begin to touch them and they'll begin to vibrate under the power of the Holy Spirit. And God was beginning to move in that place. In such a supernatural way. Next day, I came to the office to do some work. And I went in and I was sitting in my office, which is in the same building, in the same church. And this is in our first facility before we moved. And we took half a shopping center. Our first church was half a shopping center. The other half is IGA and a butchery. I don't even know, probably food. I don't know what you call your food places here. It was just, you know, the hairdressers, the post office, all that. So half of it is all the shopping center stuff. And the other half was our church. So people have to walk past the doors of the church to go into the main center to go shopping. And one day I'm sitting in my office and I've got a chime by the door. When you open, you come in, ding dong. So I can know somebody's coming. I heard the door slide open and this lady, her husband pushed her in. They were going shopping. They're both not saved. They were going shopping, pushing their little trolley. And as soon as they passed the door of the church, she started manifesting demons. Ah! Ah! her husband looked at her and said, what's going on here? Ah! So he thought, I better get her out of the... So he saw the door of the church, pushed the door open, pushed her in with the trolley. And she walked in there. Ha! Ha! I heard ding dong, so I came out of my... came out of my office. And she looked at me. Ha! He said, this is our territory. You have no authority here. Why are you troubling us? Why are you taking over Toowoomba? I said, get out of her in the name of Jesus. She said, demons came out of her. The husband was standing there with the shopping cart. I said, don't worry, she's set free. Do you want prayer? He said, yes. I prayed for both of them. They got filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I left them on the floor. I said, when you get up, feel free to go, but you can come back tonight. We are having some special meetings. After a while, I think they got up and left, and they came back that night. I began to realize that what God had begun in that place, because we decided to be in sync with heaven, started to go outside the doors of our building. Amen. The following week, how many, I don't know if you have them here in this country, the psychic fair. Do you have those people? Psychic fair decided to come to Toowoomba. Hallelujah. So they came to Toowoomba, had a big venue, And they were in there doing their tarot cards and crystal balls and talking to the dead and seances and all the rest of them. And there was a witch that was there doing the palm reading. Let me tell you, whenever you begin to open your, you say, God, on earth as it is in heaven, God begins to give you territories. They have no idea where they're just coming. And so this lady is there. She does the palm reading, and she's tired. She takes a break. True story. Takes a break. She says, well, I'm going to have a little bit of a break, and then I'll come back and do the tarot reading and continue reading palms. So she goes and sits with her friend who didn't have a customer at the time, and they were talking. So she sits where the customer would sit, and the friend is on the other side. And so they're talking to each other. And then she says to her friend, why don't you read my palm? So she puts her hand out and the friend begins to read her palm. And this is what her friend says. Says, you're going to meet somebody that's going to change your life. And I can see his name is J. His name is as good E. I see S. I see U. I see S. And she said, Jesus. The moment she said Jesus, something happened to her. She started shaking. She got up. She said, I need to go. Something is happening to me. So she said, I'm not going to come back to continue with my thing. She went back to the hotel and she tried to sleep. But every time she was lying down, she was hearing Jesus, 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 Jesus. She turned Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. She turned Jesus. She went and had a shower. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus was at the foot of her bed. Jesus, Jesus. She got up. She said, what is going on? What is this Jesus? She walked out of the place, started walking in the street. She was a Gothic. You know these Gothic people, black nail polish, black everything. And she walked into the street. And as she was walking in the street, she, and you know, pentagram around her neck, she found some young guys who are passing out pamphlets and gospel tracts. And she came to them and they said to her, do you know Jesus? She said, what? Said, I'm a witch. My mom is a witch. My grandma is a witch. Who is this Jesus? Can you get rid of him? Let me tell you, they got scared. They said, we don't know if we can help you, but there's this church. We want to give you the address. You can go there. We're in our church. We're having our prayer meeting. Ho shata labra teke tete. Lepro vrada. The door opens and this lady walks in. Full witchcraft regalia, walks in and sits in the front row and is watching everything. And I'm praying, and I can see her fidgeting. Finally, I go to her and say, lady, are you okay? She says, I need to get out, but I can't because these two people are holding me in the seat. I didn't see anybody holding her in the seat. I said to her, who's holding you in the seat? Said, these two people are holding me. I need to go. I said, if you let me pray for you, I'll tell them to let you go. She said, okay. I said, angels of the Lord, let her go. She jumped up and ran for the door. The door was not shut. She held the door and could not open it. She couldn't open it. Finally, she turned around and walked back and she said, okay, pray for me. We started praying for her. Demon spirits came out of her. Evil spirits came out of her. She was completely set free. The power of the Holy Spirit came upon her. Because now Jesus is stepping into places that we cannot step. Let me tell you, we are living in a time where he's going to go where your passport would not even allow you to go. There's Muslims out there. There are people with ISIS. They're going to go to sleep. And let me tell you, Jesus will not even wait for you to go. He's going to go himself. When you say your kingdom come in Saudi Arabia, your kingdom come in Syria, your kingdom come in Baghdad, your kingdom come, these people will go to sleep. They will see Yeshua in the morning. They will wake up born again Christians. There's a little village in Morocco. 300,000 went to sleep. Woke up the next day. They still had the same name, Muhammad, Ismail, all the names. But they had all born again. 300,000 of them saw Jesus in a vision. In the morning, they started talking to each other. What did you dream? They started talking about the dream. There's actually a video of the pastor from that village on YouTube giving that testimony in a meeting in America. And he said that an entire village overnight was converted to Christ without a single preacher going. Let me just say this. You may keep me out, but you can't keep him out. You may keep me out, but you can't keep Jesus out. Because he's the one who can walk into places without a doorknob. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, and he appeared in the midst of them with the door shut. He appeared in the midst of them with the door shut. There are places Jesus can go. He doesn't need a doorknob, doesn't need a key, doesn't need anybody to let him in, doesn't need a visa. If they won't let you in, just pray your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And let me tell you, it is happening all over the world. He is showing up. How many of you have heard those testimonies? He is showing up. There are ISIS murderers who are seeing Jesus in their dreams. There are people who have been evil and wicked who are meeting Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because when we pray, your kingdom come, he begins to show up. He begins to show up. He begins to show up. We end up leading this witch to the Lord. I say to her, because she said, what do I need to do? I said, don't go back to that place. I said, go to a Bible college. She lived in Brisbane. Go and connect. And we connected her to a church and a ministry. And she cleaned up her life and began to minister to people who are in New Age and all that witchcraft and all that demonic stuff. And she gave her life to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. How many of you know Jesus will talk to you through donkeys? If you don't say anything, even the rocks will cry out. One day Gideon said, are we going to have victory? God said to him, go to the enemy's camp. I will cause the enemy to give you the prophetic word. He went to the enemy's camp, and the guy had dreamt the night before. He said, I saw a big loaf of bread rolling down the hill and smashing the tent. And the other guy interpreted and said, yeah, that is Gideon and the sword of the Lord coming against us. How many of you remember that? God can use anything. He can bring people even into that place of salvation. And he plucked them out of darkness where I was not able to go. He picked that person up and brought them to salvation. And let me tell you, there was a coven, and this is where we started seeing our city transformed. There was a coven outside our city, a place called Inglewood. There was witches there, and there was a guy in that place that ran this coven. And he was a drug dealer. And I'm going to finish with this testimony. Drug dealer, number one drug dealer in the place. He was so high up in the demonic world that every time they would try to raid him and take the drugs, the police would come to raid him. He would know that they're coming and he would hide the drugs. For 10 years, they were not able to get him. And so one day, he goes and he is doing his thing on a Friday night in the bush. And he goes into the realm of the spirit. This is what he told me. And a demon appeared in front of him, growling and angry, saying, there's somebody hindering us. You need to go and find out who this person is hindering us. So he astral projected and he looked and he saw Toowoomba. And he saw a pillar of light from heaven coming over the city of Toowoomba. He got in his car and drove 100 k's back to Toowoomba. And he came to the church. And when he came to the church, Hoshata Lamante, Lekos Kapata, there was angels around the church. And he told me something. He said, they call these angels link angels. First time ever heard of them. I said, what do you mean link angels? He said, they stand and they link arms like this around the entire building. He said, we drove around. We could not see a way to get in because of the link angels. How many of you know he shall give his angels charge over you? He said there was link angels around. He said, I went away and I decided I'm going to try another day. He came a second time. And when he came a second time, the angels were there. He said there was a pillar of light and he said, I could not get in. So he went away again a third time. He came back again a third time. This time he didn't see any angels. So he came into the building and he sat at the back. And when he sat at the back, the angels appeared and he was trapped. I'm standing there and we're just worshiping, and I look back and I see this guy who looks like a refrigerator wearing a t-shirt. Big guy. Would have been probably in the New Zealand All Blacks. Big guy. And he's looking at me, glaring at me. And I discerned there was something wrong. Glaring at me. So I said, come up here, I want to pray for you. So he gets up and he walks and he gets to the front row and he full on manifests demons. And he was about to punch me. He came to punch me and his fist stopped in midair. Before the leaders jumped on him, the angels already stopped him. He started manifesting, so they took him outside to the youth hall. They prayed for him and ministered to him and they prayed. Oh, I mean, they dealt with stuff in his life. He was completely set free. And he, come on somebody. Hallelujah. And he came back and he said, I want to share my testimony. I want to share my testimony. So I said to him, tell me what's happening. So he said, there was something that is happening in the city of Toowoomba that is hindering the work of the enemy. He told me that the coven that was in Toowoomba was closed because of our church. Wow. He said, even in the website, and he took me to their website. He said, if you want to do the solstice, whatever rubbish they do, go to Ipswich or Brisbane. Toowoomba is closed. Wow. That's the first time I heard about it. He said, you are a wanted man in our kingdom. I said, why me? We only have a small church. There are bigger churches in the city than ours. He said, the reason why you are being targeted is because you have brought the kingdom of God down. And he said, there is revival coming to this part of the world. And he's saying that they are working very hard to hinder the move of God. And anywhere they see a moving of the Spirit of God, they said, we are trying very hard. We are fighting to stop it. But he said, I want you to know, don't be afraid. Because every time we see you Christians, we see you believers, he said there's four things that we see. Number one, he said we see a pillar of light around your heads. I used to think that was just a painting. They said it's real. They see it. Number two, he said we see a pillar of cloud on your left and on your right. He said, everywhere you walk, this pillar of cloud, we've been told, those are the ones you should fight. The rest are hypocrites. If you don't see that, they already belong to us. He said, we see this thing. Then he said, number three, we see angels on your left, right, and behind you. Everywhere you go, the angels are going with you. And number four, he said, the next thing we see pillars of fire. He said, everybody that we have seen with this, it has been impossible to target them and bring them down. He said, you don't ever have to be worried. Hallelujah. You don't have to ever be afraid. He said, for he has given his angels charge over you to hold you up in your hands, in their hands, lest you should dash your feet against a stone. He said, from today I'm going to serve the Lord. We prayed for him, got him delivered, and he moved out of state because of the rest of the mob. And he began to walk with the Lord. And let me tell you, from that time, we took over Toowoomba, spiritually speaking. We said Toowoomba belongs to Jesus. Toowoomba belongs to God. Toowoomba belongs to... we're going to see a move of God. And let me tell you, in this city, in Christ Church belongs to Jesus. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. So everywhere you go, pray your kingdom come. When I learned this, there's a strip club that opened up in our city. We are a very conservative city. Let me finish with this one. Strip club. I said to my intercessors, we're not going to write letters of protest. There was already many letters of protest. But I said we're going to march up and down. Just like Joshua. Because the Bible says, where the soles of your feet shall tread, I will give it to you for an inheritance. I said, we will march up and down. And as we were marching up and down, I said, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. It was the number one brothel, the number one strip club in the whole of Queensland for the first year it opened. The next year, it dried in the vine like the fig tree. They end up closing the entire establishment and they left our city. And I decided, God, this city belongs to you on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. So you can shift things. In Victoria, we had Daniel Andrews. How many of you remember Daniel? Have heard of him? He put laws. He hates Christians. With a passion. He put laws, anti-conversion bill, and all kinds of stuff, including even suggested our sermons should be handed in to be checked that we're not hate speech. It was that bad. So we said we're going to vote him out. The election came. The people of Victoria voted him in. He won the election. But the praying moms and the praying grandmas, they said no. We are the ones who holds the sway. So they began to fast. They did a 40-day fast. And as they were doing a 40-day fast, his kingdom began to come into Canberra, into Victoria. On the 40th day of their fast, he called a press conference and said, I don't know why, but I am resigning from government with immediate effect. On the 40th day, how many remember he resigned? That was on the 40th day. We couldn't vote him out, but we prayed him out. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You hold the sway, not the enemy. Let's stand up on our feet. Father, we thank you that we are carriers of your presence, carriers of your glory, carriers of your anointing. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, where I cannot go, you go. Where I cannot go, you go. I had a testimony. This one wasn't our church, but I had a testimony of a child who was kidnapped by Satanists. They were going to offer them as a sacrifice during a satanic high day. And the church began to pray. And they said, Lord, let the captives be set free. And he said, I was in a dungeon and a light shone. The prison door opened and everybody that was in jail ran. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That happened with Peter. Peter was in jail. The church prayed. And an angel showed up. Woke him up. Walked out the jail. It is possible. Father, we pray. Where I cannot go, in those jailhouses, in those places, where I'm limited, prayer and the kingdom of God can step into those places. And God's will can be done in those places as it is being done in heaven. We decree and declare that the captives can be set free. Right now, send angels like you did with Peter. Right now, those who are in captivity, set them free right now. Those who are bound up, set them free right now. I don't encourage anybody to go to a strip club, but your prayers can go there. Come on, summer, begin to pray. Those girls, Father, we pray for them. Their eyes will be open. Those blokes who are going there, God, we pray their eyes will be open. Father, we pray those who are in the drug house, those who are in the brothels where we may not be able to go, God, we decree and declare, let the angel of the Lord show up in that place and set the captives free. We decree and declare, let the captives be set free. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the prison house where we may not be able to go, let the captives be set free. And Lord, where there are family members, we have preached to them and preached to them and they're not hearing the gospel. We pray for Damascus experience. That you will appear to them like you appeared to Paul. Those who will not hear the gospel, those who have hardened their hearts, those who are argumentative and fight, they may fight me, but they can't fight you. You who wrestle with Jacob and want, Father, I pray that you will wrestle with them, that you will bring them to salvation. I pray for Damascus experiences. Those aunties, uncles, those relatives, whose hearts have hardened against you. Lord, I pray that you will appear to them. Where my preaching may not have any effect, you can speak to them. And cause the scales from their eyes to fall. Let them come to that place of visitation. Visit the house of Cornelius. There are those who may not have any witnesses going to preach to them. But Lord, send an angel to direct these people to find a Peter who will share Jesus with them. We thank you, Father God, for your kingdom that is coming. Even as we pray, as we preach, as we praise, as we worship, this ground is sanctified. Where this house is going to meet is sanctified with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you that it is holy ground. And the angels will ascend and descend, that we will see the breakthroughs and the blessings of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for your glory. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for loving us. Come on, just pray for another 30 seconds in the Holy Ghost for the next move, for where you're going, for the territory that God will give you. Let there be a pillar of light from heaven over this place. Let there be a supernatural pillar of light. Let there be a supernatural pillar of light. And God, we thank you that you're stepping into places and arenas that we may not necessarily be able to step. Move into those places, Lord. Let your kingdom come in this place. Let your kingdom come in Christ Church. Let your will be done on earth as it is being done in heaven. Loco shatatata, lekes kapata labrante, zepate kes kamanto lamante, jekete kemanto lamrante kesete, jepate kes kata, lateke siklavrante. Let every chain be broken. Let every limitation be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every chain be broken. Let every limitation be broken. Father, we thank you right now. That you're revealing yourself. That you're accelerating. These are those times that you spoke about where the reapers will even overtake the sowers. That you will even go before us and bring in a harvest. We thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for Christ Church. What a prophetic name. Thank you for this place. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, if you're here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, maybe somebody brought you in. You don't know Christ as Savior. God forbid, but if you died today, If you're not 100% sure you're going to make it to heaven, I want you to come to the altar. Right now, we're going to pray for you. I'm going to take a few moments just in case there's somebody here that doesn't know Christ, that doesn't know Jesus as Savior. If you die today, God forbid, but if you die today, if you are not 100% sure you're going to make it to heaven, it means you don't have the assurance of salvation. Come now. Come now. We're going to pray. If you're a backslider, if you haven't lived right with God and you feel like I feel convicted, I need to change my life. I've not lived right. The altar is open right now. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. We will pray with you. Come right now. 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 That's it, sister. Come. If you feel like my life, I've not been living right for Jesus. I feel conviction. I want to do the right thing. I want you to come right now. Come right now. Anybody else that would join her? Anybody else that would join her? You're saying, I want to have the assurance of salvation. I want to know that I know that I know that if I left the world today, I'm going straight to heaven. Come and join her right now. Come, come, come. The altar is open. Come right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come right now. Come right now. That's it. Come right now. Come right now. Father, I thank you that the people of God will have the assurance of salvation. It is a spiritual knowing that you have. It is a spiritual knowing. If you don't have that spiritual knowing in you, that you know, you're going to make it. Come right now. Father, we thank you for these ones that are coming down. Going once. I see more people coming. Anybody else that wants to join them, come right now. Anyone else before we pray? Father God, we thank you. Anyone else that wants to join them? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your blessing, for your breakthrough. Pastor, I want to give you the privilege to pray with these ones, whether it's first-time salvation, whether rededication.
That's right. These ones here have come down to receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, wow. These Chinese new believers come down to see that. For the Holy Ghost. So could I get you to pray for them? But okay, excellent. We got, for those of you who are receiving the Lord today, or you're recommitting your life to the Lord, and I want everybody to pray with us, and I want, if you want to join us online and pray, this is going to be very, very significant for you. Something powerful is going to happen to you today. So let's all join together. Jimmy's just going to pray for these beautiful people to receive the Holy Ghost. Isn't that awesome? Amen. That's what they've come down for. But others have come down to rededicate their lives to Christ. So how about we all pray together? Join me in prayer. Join me in prayer. Let's pray together. Dear lady down the end there, do you want to come down and be with this group down here perhaps? Yeah, just come on down this way. That's right. Come on down this way. G'day. What's your name? June. Jill.
Joan.
Come on down this way, Joan. Yeah, yeah. You want to rededicate your life to the Lord? You do. Awesome. You're rededicating your life to the Lord? Yeah. You just want to rededicate your life to the Lord? Is that what? You're not sure what's going on? Pardon?
I don't know where I'm at.
You don't know where you're at. Let's give God a chance, eh? Just open your heart. Give God a chance. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Can I have Andrew, I know you're visiting, but could you just come and stand with us, man? Here? Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Barry. You're right? Yeah. You're with this man. Yeah, I thought you might have been. Okay, excellent. Let's pray. Let's all pray together, everybody. It doesn't have to be complicated. God's not looking for a complicated prayer. He just wants us to be honest and open with him. Father, right, just pray with me. Father, I stand here today. And right now, I receive you into my life. I receive your Son, Jesus, to be my Lord and Savior. I admit and confess to you that I've been a sinner and I need your forgiveness. And I've receive your promise right now of the forgiveness of sins if I would put my trust in you. So thank you, Lord, for washing me clean. I ask you for your gift of eternal life, and I receive it now. I dedicate my life to you, to live with you and in you and for you from this day forward. Jesus, I trust you to save me, not myself. I declare that you are the Son of God, that you died on a cross, not for your sin, but for mine, that you were raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God. Right now, I receive your life unto me. In Jesus' name, fill me with your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Just thank you now for my brother, just whatever area of confusion there's been. I just thank you for clarity in Jesus' name coming into a spirit today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your power and your grace just touching my sister right now, filling her in Jesus' name, letting her experience your reality and grace right in her life today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank for, and Joan, isn't it? For Joan right now, Lord, let there be just a great sense of your beautiful love and presence deep within her life, knowing that she is now absolutely yours and you are hers. Fill her with your Spirit, Lord. Fill her with your love in a whole new way. Just lift off the grief. Lift off the condemnation. Lift off the false guilt. Let's lift it off her right now. Let her know what it is to be totally free in your love, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, right now. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just continue to minister to Joan here. Thank you, Father, right now. We just thank you. Just lift your hands to the Lord right now. We're just going to pray, and then we'll release you all. Thank you so much. Thank you. Just give the Lord a clap offering right now. There's beautiful things that God is doing in people's life. What a wonderful message. What a wonderful message. How incredibly encouraging, Lord, to hear of those great testimonies, your transforming power. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done in Christchurch as it is in heaven. Your will be done in New Zealand as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for your kingdom come, your will be done. Father, we thank you. I thank you for these beautiful people. I thank you, Lord, for the inspiration today. I thank you for the lift of faith. I thank you, Lord, for the call to prayer. I thank you like never before, in Jesus' name, that we would respond to you in the Holy Ghost. I just release the people right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. And wonderful.